this is the Angry GM, and what you're listening to now is the supplemental question, answer, and comment portion of the proofread aloud of the article, What Examples Can't Show and Designers Don't Know. I have just finished proofreading alouding it, and now am opening up the chat to questions and comments about it. And then once some questions and comments come in, I will respond to them and provide the answers. All right, so the chat is having difficulty coming up with questions and comments for this one. And yeah, you know, I kind of expected that. In fact, I wasn't even going to do a Q&A portion. And for the chat, I am recording again. I normally, when I'm doing these things, I pause it if I don't have anything to say, so that the only thing that ends up in the Q&A supplement is the actual Q&A. But in this case, I am going to ramble a little bit about it, given that I've got nothing else to respond to. Because I kind of knew this one was going to be tough to respond to. In some ways, it is basically me just sorting through some thoughts and saying, if I'm going to start doing this again, if I'm going to start teaching again, the first thing I have to do is actually give a clear vision statement. And the realization that there isn't really a clear vision was a bit surprising. Because, like I said in the article, we all do know what GMs do, right? And we can rattle off the list. When you're explaining to someone what it means to be a GM, you can rattle off the list both in terms of what they do and what they try to do. You know, you can say things like, oh, you want to, you know, run challenging encounters and, you know, make sure everybody's having fun and do this and do that. And that is all really, you know, that's all little criteria to follow and to take certain actions on, or even to judge certain actions by. But what is the unifying vision underneath all of that? Why provide a challenging, why is it good to provide a challenging scenario? Why does the game need failure? Why is agency important? Okay, like that's a thing, like, right? Give characters their agency. Don't step on player agency unless you have to. That's an instruction. That's a behavior. Okay, don't quash player agency. But why? Okay, because here's the thing. Every GM eventually quashes player agency. They step on player agency. Eventually it happens. Okay, which means there is something in a GM's head that allows them to decide when it is and is not okay to step on player agency. There is and is not there is something in the GM's head that lets the GM decide when it's okay to break consistency. Whatever it is, all the rules, all the behaviors, okay? There's something in the GM's head. There is a motive. There is a vision. Okay. You have in your head this idealized version of what it means to be a game master. All game masters do. Or at least you should. There are game masters who act at random and don't think about this, but actually, even those people, if they really analyze what they're doing and what choices they make, there is buried somewhere in there a vision of what it means to be a GM. And the better you can understand that vision and bring it out of you, the more you can then make sure that that vision is giving you good instructions, and the more you can consciously align yourself to that vision. Because we all make mistakes. You know, I have made some terrible mistakes in my games. I'm still making terrible mistakes all the time. You know, and I'm still experimenting with all sorts of things. And, you know, it's every time I start experimenting, of course, I then start making mistakes in my game. You know, no one is aligned with their vision 100% of the time, and that's okay too. But the more you're aware of your vision and the more you can use it to kind of assess what you're doing, the better off you are, you know, the better you are able to achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. You know, and some of that is self-reflection. But at the same time, me, as someone who claims to be an instructor, I am responsible for providing a vision. right? That's what I'm teaching you to be. So what kind of GM am I teaching you to be? Because there are many kinds of GMs, and there is a certain kind of GM that I am obviously trying to teach. And it's what this really comes down to, and this is like the secret revelation now, because this is just becoming me supplementally talking about the article I just wrote. And this probably could have ended up in the article, except it doesn't need to be in the article. Because the article is really explaining the concept of vision and then asking everybody to reflect on vision. And vision as sort of this underlying reason why you do what you do. Okay. If you woke up tomorrow and you were an ideal GM, what would you look like? Okay. But anyway, underlying all of that was the sudden revelation that almost all of the articles and advice I have been written, have ever written, are written with a certain assumption about what it means to be a GM. And that when I look back at most of the advice I give and most of the lessons I give and most of the reasons why I give it, I actually can see precisely the vision driving my advice. And so if I'm going to sort of relaunch as, hey, I'm angry and I'm going to teach you how to be a GM, instead of me just spitballing and writing whatever articles and advice I want to write in a given week, instead actually take on the role of teacher again and say, okay, here it is, class is in session, I'm the teacher. Then maybe the first thing I should do is say, okay, here is my underlying motive. When I give you a piece of advice, this is what it's intended to bring about. This is the kind of GM it will make you be. And if you don't want to be that kind of GM, then you can dismiss what I'm saying, or you can go your own way, you know? And I think it's a kind of GM that I think most GMs have stated to me they want to be. And I could just give it away now and ruin the surprise. But I really want everybody to think about this question, because I think it's a really good thing to reflect on a personal level, even if you are not trying to be an instructor. So that's why this article got written. And I still hemmed and hawed about whether it was worth writing it and then worth delaying the payoff for a month. But ultimately, you know, it is the end of the year, and it is a good time for everybody to sit down and reflect on the things that are truly important in their lives. And there is nothing more important than the quality with which you allow your friends to pretend to be elves. All right, so nobody is asking questions or bringing up comments, and that seems to be because I have made everybody who has been listening quite thoughtful, and also because the timing of this proofread aloud was such that I doesn't have the turnout that some of my other ones have had, so there's just not as many people who want to question or comment here, which is fine. But I am going to let go this little 10-minute snippet and speech as the supplement to the proofread aloud, and hope that those of you who listen to it find it rewarding. And again, encourage each and every one of you to spend some time, you know, between now and the end of the year, reflect on the kind of GM you're trying to be and what your vision of GMing mastery or game mastery really is. Meanwhile, I'll be back in a couple of days, hopefully with the Chrono Trigger article, but I don't know if that's going to be the one or if the Chrono Trigger article is going to get bumped to a different time slot. The Chrono Trigger article is definitely still coming. It was a very popular idea. I am going to do it. I'm just looking how to move stuff around to fit it back in. And to be clear, the Chrono Trigger article is actually about using Chrono Trigger as a lesson for writing a good Save the World campaign, which is rather funny because I noticed that the angry article discussion over the last couple of days has been absolutely consumed with Save the World bullshit and nobody understanding what a Save the World game really is or how to do it right. So we will learn from the best, which is Chrono Trigger, but that's either coming on Wednesday or it'll come next Wednesday of this week, which will be Wednesday the 30th or Wednesday the 7th, and then something else will slot in the meantime. In the meanwhile, I am done. Have an excellent couple of days. I will be back again soon.